3. What is the world? The world is false perception. It is born of error, and it has not left its source. It will remain no longer than the thought that gave it birth is cherished. When the thought of separation has been changed to one of true forgiveness, will the world be seen in quite another light, and one which leads to truth, where all the world must disappear and all its errors vanish. Now its source has gone, and its effects are gone as well. The world was made as an attack on God. It symbolizes fear, and what is fear except love's absence? Thus the world was meant to be a place where God could enter not, and where his Son could be apart from him. Here was perception born, for knowledge could not cause such insane thoughts. But eyes deceive, and ears hear falsely. Now mistakes become quite possible, for certainty has gone. The mechanisms of illusion have been born instead, and now they go to find what has been given them to seek. Their aim is to fulfill the purpose which the world was made to witness and make real. They see in its illusions but a solid base where truth exists, upheld apart from lies. Yet everything that they report is but illusion, which is kept apart from truth. As sight was made to lead away from truth, it can be redirected. Sounds become the call of God, and all perception can be given a new purpose by the one whom God appointed Savior to the world. Follow his light and see the world as he beholds it. Hear his voice alone in all that speaks to you, and let him give you peace and certainty, which you have thrown away, but heaven has preserved for you in him. Let us not rest content until the world has joined our changed perception. Let us not be satisfied until forgiveness has been made complete. And let us not attempt to change our function. We must save the world. For we who made it must behold it through the eyes of Christ, that what was made to die can be restored to everlasting life. Lesson 241. This holy instant is salvation come. What joy there is today! It is a time of special celebration. For today holds out the instant to the darkened world where its release is set. The day has come when sorrows pass away and pain is gone. The glory of salvation dawns today upon a world set free. This is the time of hope for countless millions. They will be united now as you forgive them all, for I will be forgiven by you today. We have forgiven one another now, and so we come at last to you again. Father, your Son, who never left, returns to heaven and his home. How glad are we to have our sanity restored to us and to remember that we all are one. Lesson 242. This day is God's. It is my gift to him. I will not lead my life alone today. I do not understand the world, and so to try to lead my life alone must be but foolishness. But there is one who knows all that is best for me, and he is glad to make no choices for me but the ones that lead to God. I give this day to him, for I would not delay my coming home, and it is he who knows the way to God. And so we give today to you. We come with wholly open minds. We do not ask for anything that we may think we want. give us what you would have received by us. You know all our desires and our wants, and you will give us everything we need in helping us to find the way to you. Lesson 243. Today I will judge nothing that occurs. I will be honest with myself today. I will not think that I already know what must remain beyond my present grasp. I will not think I understand the whole from bits of my perception, which are all that I can see. Today I recognize that this is so, and so I am relieved of judgments that I cannot make. Thus do I free myself, and what I look upon, to be in peace as God created us. Father, today I leave creation free to be itself. I honor all its parts in which I am included. We are one because each part contains your memory, and truth must shine in all of us as one. Lesson 244. I am in danger nowhere in the world. Your son is safe wherever he may be, for you are there with him. He need but call upon your name, and he will recollect his safety and your love, for they are one. How can he fear or doubt or fail to know he cannot suffer, be endangered, or experience unhappiness when he belongs to you, beloved and loving, in the safety of your fatherly embrace? And there we are in truth. No storms can come into the hallowed haven of our home. In God we are secure. For what can come to threaten God himself, or make afraid what will forever be a part of him? Lesson 245. Your peace is with me, Father. I am safe. Your peace surrounds me, Father. Where I go, your peace goes there with me. It sheds its light on everyone I meet. I bring it to the desolate and lonely and afraid. I give your peace to those who suffer pain or grieve for loss or think they are bereft of hope and happiness. Send them to me, my Father. Let me bring your peace with me. For I would save your son, as is your will, that I may come to recognize myself. And so we go in peace. To all the world we give the message that we have received, and thus we come to hear the voice for God, who speaks to us as we relate his word, whose love we recognize because we share the word that he has given unto us. Lesson 246. To love my Father is to love his Son. Let me not think that I can find the way to God if I have hatred in my heart. Let me not try to hurt God's Son and think that I can know his Father or myself. Let me not fail to recognize myself and still believe that my awareness can contain my Father, or my mind conceive of all the love my Father has for me, and all the love which I return to him. I will accept the way you choose for me to come to you, my Father, for in that will I succeed, because it is your will, and I would recognize that what you will is what I will as well, and only that. And so I choose to love your Son. Amen. Lesson 247. Without forgiveness, I will still be blind. Sin is the symbol of attack. Behold it anywhere, and I will suffer. for forgiveness is the only means whereby Christ's vision comes to me. Let me accept what his sight shows me as the simple truth, and I am healed completely. Brother, come and let me look on you. Your loveliness reflects my own. Your sinlessness is mine. You stand forgiven, and I stand with you. So would I look on everyone today. My brothers are your sons. Your fatherhood created them and gave them all to me as part of you, and my own self as well. Today I honor you through them, and thus I hope this day to recognize myself. Lesson 248. Whatever suffers is not part of me. I have disowned the truth. Now let me be as faithful in disowning falsity. Whatever suffers is not part of me. What grieves is not myself. What is in pain is but illusion in my mind. What dies was never living in reality and did but mock the truth about myself. Now I disown self-concepts and deceits and lies about the Holy Son of God. Now am I ready to accept him back as God created him and as he is. Father, my ancient love for you returns and lets me love your Son again as well. Father, I am as you created me. Now is your love remembered and my own. Now do I understand that they are one. Lesson 249. Forgiveness ends all suffering and loss. Forgiveness paints a picture of a world where suffering is over, loss becomes impossible, and anger makes no sense. Attack is gone and madness has an end. What suffering is now conceivable? What loss can be sustained? The world becomes a place of joy, abundance, charity, and endless giving. It is now so like to heaven that it quickly is transformed into the light that it reflects. And so the journey which the Son of God began has ended in the light from which he came. Father, we would return our minds to you. We have betrayed them, held them in a vice of bitterness, and frightened them with thoughts of violence and death. Now would we rest again in you as you created us. Lesson 250. Let me not see myself as limited. Let me behold the Son of God today and witness to his glory. Let me not try to obscure the holy light in him and see his strength diminished and reduced to frailty, nor perceive the lacks in him with which I would attack his sovereignty. He is your Son, my Father, and today I would behold his gentleness instead of my illusions. He is what I am, and as I see him, so I see myself. Today I would see truly that this day I may at last identify with him.